Let's Take Five for your community. It's brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Villages at Oak Ridge, Washington. Mayor Joe Wellman joining us for a city update this morning. Busy, busy month, Mayor Wellman.
Good morning, Washington.
Man, it's going to be a busy weekend this weekend. Carfest and Cruise In, 20th Century Chevy Car Club members. You can't say enough about that group.
Oh, my gosh. They are just great. They do a lot for the community besides having the Cruise In and the car show. Always a great time to watch the Cruise In and then also to go to the show. If anybody out there that hadn't been to it, you're missing a great event.
And the number of people it brings into our communities.
Oh my gosh.
They're coming from states away, which
yes,
is so cool.
It's amazing.
It's truly one of the premier car shows in southern Indiana.
Yes, it is. And, you know, go back and relive your teenage years and look up, find there. I almost guarantee you, no matter what car you had as a teenager, there's one of them out there or something very similar.
Absolutely. You're going to find your old high school ride in that.
Yes,
cruise.
You are. Yes,
2000 you are. And older. We'll be broadcasting live from there all weekend. But along the cruise route, be sure to set up your parties. And with that being said, Mayor, there several roads will be blocked off during the cruise.
Yes, so there will be. That's another thing the car show members do. They help us a lot on directing traffic and stop blocking the roads. They do that. They help a lot, help our police a lot in that regard. And just a great bunch of people. I mean, it's just a lot of fun to go out there on Sunday.
And you're going to be running the train too, right?
Yes, yes.
And that's at the old Kmart parking lot.
I think I go to NASCO lot and the old and Tractor Supply lot, I believe.
So if you park there, that's a good place to park.
Yeah, and you know the route. There's maps available at the mayor's office. I think they're online also to find the route of the cruise in. I believe it's the same route as the last couple of years.
We're looking forward to it. What else you got on your list?
Well,
this
let's see. On the 28th, in a couple of weeks, we've got the Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau is putting on their annual Wine and Brew Fest. That is always a lot of fun. Downtown Main Street, they'll be closing a couple of blocks and. That's always fun. And then the following Saturday on October 5th is the second annual Stone Soup Family Block Party. Last year it was really cold and windy. We're hoping this weather this time is a lot better. It's a one-day event, 4 hours in the middle of the day, good food. I understand Trevin is going to be there, Trevin Alford, with some cookies that he's going to make and decorate. And so be there for that. They're having kids' games and a lot of fun.
Just a great family event downtown.
Yeah, a little longer term, too. Veterans Tribute and the parade on Veterans Weekend. The museum is putting that on. Linda Cornelius, thanks to her for heading that up every year. People can call for details on that. Call the museum on that. And then the Christmas, a little farther out, is December 7th. It's a Christmas parade. It's again, it's going to be a nighttime parade with candlelight, so it's not too early to get your organization to start thinking about that, to have a lighted float. That's always a lot of fun. It's a great parade.
You had the Business 50 business meeting for those business owners
yes.
along the route.
Yes, we did, and that was a wonderful event. We're going to have another one in October. I believe it's the 16th, whatever that Wednesday is right in there, about the second Wednesday of October. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but yes, we'll have that at the Eastside Park. And the first one we had last week was for primarily for the business owners along US 50, Old 50, but this next one's going to be open to the public, open to residents that live along there. Our engineering consulting firm, VS Engineering, and Nick John did a wonderful job explaining where we're at. I would encourage people to come to it. I mean, you're not going to get detailed drawings because what we're at this point is the preliminary design, and we want people's input and feedback so that they can. We don't want to design the whole thing and then be some issue that maybe we overlooked. So we want people's input. So please come to that. And, of course, we've got we're going to start working on that. The asphalt paving companies in southern Indiana are just covered up with work. But we do still plan to next month redo the eastern segment of Old 50. And that'll be done in two phases, I've learned recently. There's a gas pipeline we have to move for part of it, but the main road will be resurfaced, we hope, next month. So that's going to be a great project. Again, it's going to be disruptive over the next few years, but please bear with the city. bear with the contractors and patience, and keep your outlook on the future product. It's going to be nice when
patience
it's done.
Is a virtue, isn't it?
Yes. A lot of things going on. We had great last weekend with the Turkey Trot and the Antique Show. A lot of things, as you and I talked to Dwayne before we went on the air, just a great community with lots of events to go to, family events, adult events, just a lot of things going on.
Be sure to take part in them. Get out, and especially this weekend for the big Car Fest and Cruise In out at Eastside Park. We look forward to seeing you there.
That's a free event for anybody.
Absolutely. Mayor Wellman joins us for a city update each month. Mayor, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take 5 brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.